Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh.
I can't begin to exaggerate how frightening the position is we're in right now. The amazing thing is we've been taken over basically by a cult. Eight or nine neoconservatives have somehow grabbed the government, but they managed to overcome the bureaucracy and the Congress and the press with the greatest of ease. It does say something about how fragile our democracy is. The new bill that was just passed, provoked by the 9/11 committee, actually, what it really does is it consolidates an awful lot of power in the Pentagon. It gives Rumsfeld the right to do an awful lot of things he's been wanting to do, and that is basically manhunting, killing them before they kill us. I can tell you one thing, let's all forget this word insurgency. It's one of the most misleading words of all. Insurgency assumes that we had gone to Iraq and won the war and a group of disgruntled people began to operate against us and we then had to do counteraction against them. That would be an insurgency. We are fighting the people. And the frightening thing about it is we have no intelligence. It is frightening. We have no intelligence about what they're doing. A year and a half ago, we were up against 2- and 3-man teams. We estimated the cells operating against us were 2 and 3 people that we could not penetrate. As of now, we still don't know what's coming next. They're 10, 15-man groups. They have terrific communications. Iraq's being turned into a free fire zone right in front of us. Hit everything, kill everything. There are some facts. We can't win this war. We can do what he's doing. We can bomb him into the Stone Ages. And here's the other horrifying, spectacular fact that we don't really appreciate. Since we installed our puppet government, this man Alawi, who was a member of the Mukhabarat, the secret police of Saddam, long before he became a critic, and is basically Saddam Lite. Since we've installed him, in what, June 28th, July, August, September, October, November, every month, one thing happened. The number of sorties, bombing raids by one plane, and the number of tonnage dropped has grown exponentially each month. We are systematically bombing that country. There are no embedded journalists at Doha, no embedded journalists at the aircraft carrier Harry Truman. There's no air defense. It's simply a turkey shoot. They come and hit what they want. We know nothing about it. We don't ask. We're not told. We know nothing about the extent of bombing. Europe's not going to tolerate us much longer. The rage there is enormous. And we could see something there, collective action against us. Certainly going to be an awful lot of dancing on our graves as the dollar goes bad and everybody stops buying our bonds. We're spending $2 billion a day to float the debt. And one of these days, the Japanese and the Russians, everybody's going to start buying oil in euros instead of dollars. And we're going to see enormous panic here. That'll be another year. And the damage he's going to do between then and now is enormous. We're going to have some very bad months ahead.
Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh. This news just in, 31 Marines have died in a helicopter crash in Iraq.
There's a lot of anxiety inside our professional military and our intelligence people. Many of them respect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as much as anybody here, and individual freedom. So they do. There's a tremendous sense of fear. These are punitive people. Politicians, most of them are too cowardly anyway to do much. Politicians, too cowardly. 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 Politicians, too cowardly.